Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The week in the House began with opposition leader David Shearer taking aim at John Banks, the leader of one of the government's three support parties, with questions for the Prime Minister, John Key, about the police decision not to prosecute the ACT leader over donations to his Auckland mayoralty election campaign.
Has John Banks' behaviour during his mayoralty campaign met the standard of ethical behaviour that he expects from his ministers?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
As the member should know, the Cabinet manual makes it quite clear when it comes to ethics, it's at the time the person holds their warrant.
Question. The Leader of the Opposition. Supplementary question.
Given that the Cabinet manual says that ministers are expected to act lawfully and to behave in a way that upholds and is seen to uphold the highest ethical standards, does he believe Mr. Banks is seen by the public as holding the highest ethical standards?
Yeah. The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
The test is whether he enjoys my confidence, and he does.
Then it was Mr. Banks himself on his feet as an Associate Minister of Education to answer questions from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
Will the curriculum in charter schools include a unit in reading and comprehension so that individuals who sign documents and declare them to be true and accurate understand their obligation for that to be the case?
The Honourable John Banks.
Mr. Speaker, the curriculum could include teaching kids to be very wary of Labour MPs who sell tickets to kids online
Order.
For exorbitant
Order.
Profits.
Order. 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 Now, the House will come to order or some people will be leaving it.
It didn't come to that, and Trevor Mallard got to ask Mr. Banks another question.
Will the curriculum in charter schools include a unit on ethics? And if so, will it make it clear that it is unethical to lie to the media and through them to the people of New Zealand?
The Honourable John Banks.
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable John Banks.
Mr. Speaker, it could include a provision for the teaching of ethics, and the charter school kids might be taught that one should not sign a painting if one did not paint it, because that's forgery. That's forgery.
John Banks there referring to an incident involving Labour Prime Minister Helen Clark. And National backbenchers were also delighted with another moment in history recalled by Health Minister Tony Ryle when responding to a question from Winston Peters about free GP visits, which National once called improvident, squandrous and wasteful.
That's so long ago. What I'd say is that, yes, that policy was introduced under the National New Zealand First Coalition government, a government that I remember and certainly enjoyed working with that member when we sold a minority stake, I recall, in the Auckland International Airport.
Now, enough tit for tat and time for something serious from Rhys Lyon, who reports on the Speaker's response to a request for an urgent debate.
The Speaker said he had received a request from Labour's Clayton Cosgrove.
Seeking to debate under Standing Order 386, the Waitangi Tribunal's recommendation that the Crown ought not to commence the sale of shares in any of the mixed ownership model companies. The time for such a debate is when the government has examined the Tribunal's recommendations and announced its response. The application is therefore declined.
But senior Labour MP Trevor Mallard asked the Speaker to review his stance on urgent debates.
I would like to invite you to review not your precedents, but previous precedents in this area as to whether or not a matter which has occurred outside, either in a court or in a commission of inquiry or in a tribunal, which requires the government attention, has to have a government decision before we have an urgent debate here. Because in the past, it's been my understanding that having the House express its views before the government made a decision on an urgent and important matter was seen to be valuable.
But the Speaker stood by his decision.
With this particular issue, the Waitangi Tribunal, the points I've covered remain that it is rather statutorily different from a commission of inquiry set up by the government. The Waitangi Tribunal is an independent body, and that's what makes it rather different. However, I'm aware of what the member is pointing out, that often the benefit of a debate in the House would be rather greater on some occasions. But I've noted the point the member made, and I can understand why it is made.
Speaker Lockwood Smith.
That's report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.